time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for sunny skies today, a high near 68, mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-40s. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Sisney Village Board met recently. Among the items taken up by the board, they had a meeting with the auditor, James Murphy. He recognized Vicki and Jennifer for their work to complete the audit successfully. It was a clean audit with no problems reported. Special thanks was given to Dave and Cody for their cleanup of Barth Park. They'll be working on pulling out some plants that are not healthy and replacing them with hostas and oriental trees. The Barth Park rock will be moved to accommodate mowing, and the gazebo will be cleaned and stained when the weather allows. The board approved a request to place a bench in the park in memory of Daniel Cates for the 5-year anniversary of his death. There was discussion about what to do with the problems at the dumpster. The board decided to invite the Bedford Township Board to the next meeting to discuss more options of what to do to keep the dumpsters in some way. Restrictions on times, making everyone show proof of residency, and security cameras were all discussed as options. Community members spoke to the board about problems with Murphy's Growls and Meows Veterinary Clinic. The board listened to complaints and agreed to send a letter to the business asking for their support in working with the community. Complaints included bright lights facing homes, walking of dogs on the property line with private homes, blocking of private driveways by employees and customers, dogs being aggressive to neighbors' animals, and noise complaints at all times of the day and night. It was mentioned by several that the individual problems were less important as the rudeness that was given to those who tried to handle the issues privately. It was mentioned that they need a privacy fence to help with most of the issues, but this does not help with the noise and would be a safety issue for those driving. More news after this break.
Just curious, are you driving down the road today or sitting in your office and thinking that you need a new sofa or a new mattress? Well, I would like to invite you to stop by Interior Set and Sleep at 1725 North 6th Street in Vincennes, or at Interior Furniture and Appliances located 1 mile north of Walmart in Washington. Today is the best time to stop by and check out our great selection that we have available for immediate delivery or pickup. This is Darvey Yoder with Interior Set and Sleep, located right across the road from Dumas in Vincennes.
TOC Direct Media is bringing Jeff Bodart and Robert Haysmith to Vincennes Saturday, April 16th at the Eagles Lodge on Willow Street for a night of comedy. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com. Tickets are limited, so get yours today. A cash bar and food will be available during the event. You must be 18 to enter, 21 to purchase alcohol. Get your tickets today at tocbigdeals.com. Brought to you by TOC Direct Media.
Illinois Secretary of State and State Librarian Jesse White has awarded over $1.4 million in fiscal year 22 School District Library Grant Program awards to 672 public school districts. More than 1.5 million Illinois students served by school library programs will benefit from the grants. White said, as a former public school teacher and administrator, I know our school libraries are critical in helping students learn and prepare themselves for the future. Illinois was the first state to implement a school district grant program, and I'm pleased that we can continue to provide school libraries with some of the financial resources they need to produce well-educated students, unquote. From FY22 appropriations approved by the General Assembly and the Governor, school library grants were awarded based on a formula of $0.885 per student, with a minimum grant award of $850. The School District Library Grant Program is used for fiction and or nonfiction books, educational CDs and DVDs, library subscriptions, electronic resources, new computers, and Wi-Fi connectivity improvements. Among the school districts in our area receiving the grants are the Fairfield Grade School and High School District. the Albion School Library and the Wayne City School Library, all for $850 each. Allendale School and Louisville North Clay receiving $850. Carmi White County School receiving $993.66. Flora School Library receiving $1,105.46. Mount Carmel $1,165.63. The Mount Vernon School Districts received three grants totaling $2,956. Area river stages as of this morning: Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 20.43 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. At Clay City, the stage is 8.18 feet. Flood stage is 18 feet. River at Carmi is at 22.5 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City stands at 5.87 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. Wabash River at Mount Carmel is at 14.01 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Rain chances re-enter the forecast beginning late Monday night. Illinois firefighters are facing some complications due to the rising gas prices. Reports say firefighters in Springfield were sent a memo this past week asking fire stations to be efficient with gas when using trucks and equipment. Other stations were considering asking their respective cities for extra funds due to the new constraints being put in place. Fire chief in Taylorville claimed that they're weighing the idea of potential cuts to the workforce to deal with the high gas prices. Some southern Illinois school districts are also feeling the pinch. Reports said one district is paying nearly a dollar a gallon more for gas than this time a year ago. AAA said Illinois was averaging nearly $4.50 a gallon as of Friday afternoon and nearly $5 a gallon for diesel. If you're eager to get to work in the yard, a University of Illinois Extension horticulturist is offering some ideas of where to start. Kim Howard has more.
First, you can begin with cleanup, clearing dead branches, twigs, and pine cones. Old perennial growth can be left alone until temperatures are consistently in the 50s, offering protection from late frost and rabbits. It's also a good time to do some pruning, says the U of I Extension's Richard Henschel.
Everybody needs to remember that where you make the cut is where you're going to generate new growth. So if you're trying to make a shrub a little fuller, cutting it in the top of the canopy is not going to generate a full body. You need to take branches out down further into the body of the shrub or even at the ground.
Henschel says in some areas you can probably start planting summer flowering bulbs. He notes the soil temperature needs to be in the 50s to have the best success. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
And don't forget the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce holding a Ready, Set, Spring open house today from 1 until 4 p.m. Director Libby Lingefelder says the event has been moved up a bit in the year to try and entice people to shop for Easter decorations locally. Participating merchants will have sales, snacks, and door prizes throughout the event, similar to the Christmas open house. A list of participating businesses can be found on the WFIWradio.com headlines page and includes B-Way Design and Decorating, Black's Flowers and Gifts, Farmer's Daughter, Uniquely Rustique, Kincaid's, Mama Bear's Four Seasons Crafts and more, Carnaby Square, Simply Enough, The Corner, The Willow Tree, The Victorian on Main, and more. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a job that doesn't fit your life anymore? Maybe you need more flexibility in your work hours or the company that really understands that your family needs to come before your career. I'm Jake Alexander. I've worked here for 6 months as an account representative and really enjoy the fact it's a locally owned, family-run business that understands the importance of my family and our needs. Being self-motivated and getting the job done grants me the flexibility to be there for my wife and two daughters. If that's important to you, send your resume to jobs@originalcompany.com.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old Fairfield resident Eva L. Kuntz died at 8:27 p.m. Thursday at her home. Surviving are her husband, Kennard, daughters Becky Tennant and Rhonda Clark, both of Fairfield, a son, Ron Kuntz of Fairfield, 8 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren also survive. Funeral services for Eva L. Kuntz will be at 1 p.m. Monday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation from 11 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the Lebanon North CP Church, Clay County Hospice, or the American Lung Association. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 92-year-old Clay City resident John Arthur Delaney died Thursday night at Clay County Hospital in Flora. Surviving are 4 daughters, Carla Evans of Clay City, Charlotte Delaney of Clay City, Sue Russell of Flora, and Mary Cox of Florida, 7 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren, a sister, Mary Frances Frankie Benson of Alney, and many nieces and nephews. Private services for John Arthur Delaney will be held with interment in Clay City Cemetery. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorial donations are suggested to Clay County Health Department and will be accepted through the funeral home. 95-year-old Letitia Pollard died on March 12th. Letitia Pollard is survived by children Carlos, Lourdes, William, and Nicole, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Private services will be held. 80-year-old Moon, Virginia resident Larry Lynn Nelson died on Monday. Larry Nelson is survived by children Cheryl, Carmen, Connie, and Craig, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, siblings Stanley and Karen, 1 nephew and niece, and 3 cousins. Private services will be held. 87-year-old Rogers, Arkansas resident Neva June Kuntz died on Tuesday. Services will be Monday at 1 at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation from 11 to service time, and interment will be in Kuntz Cemetery. 83-year-old Johnsonville resident Derek O'Neill Gaines died Saturday, February 26th. Surviving are children Derek, Yvette, and Christy, 10 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and 1 brother. Services will be March 26th at 2 at the Providence General Baptist Church, the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 66-year-old Arthur Neil Mack died February 28th. Surviving are his wife Teresa, several children, 1 grandson, a brother Doug, and many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Services will be April 2nd from 3 to 5 at the Flora Depot, the Frank and Bright Funeral Home, assisted with local arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Just curious, are you driving down the road today or sitting in your office and thinking that you need a new sofa or a new mattress? Well, I would like to invite you to stop by Interior Set and Sleep at 1725 North 6th Street in Vincennes, or at Interior Furniture and Appliances located 1 mile north of Walmart in Washington. Today is the best time to stop by and check out our great selection that we have available for immediate delivery or pickup. This is Darv Yoder with Interior Set and Sleep, located right across the road from Dumas in Vincennes.
Here's your sports update. College basketball yesterday in the men's NCAA tournament. St. Peter's over Murray State, 70-60. Michigan beat Tennessee, 76-68. UCLA over St. Mary's, 72-56. Kansas over Creighton, 79-72. North Carolina beat Baylor, 93-86. Providence over Richmond, 79-51. Arkansas over New Mexico State, 53-48, and Gonzaga over Memphis, 82-78. In the women's NCAA tournament, Indiana beat Charlotte, 85-51. Princeton over Kentucky, 69-42. Tennessee over Buffalo, 80-67. Ohio State over Missouri State, 63-56. North Carolina over Stephen F. Austin, 79-66. Notre Dame over UMass, 89-78. NC State over Longwood, 96-68. UConn beat Mercer, 83-38. It was LSU over Jackson State, 83-77. Michigan over American University, 74-39. Villanova over BYU, 61-57. UCF over Florida, 69-52. Kansas State over Washington State, 50-40. In double overtime, Belmont beat Oregon, 73-70. Oklahoma over IUPUI, 78-72. And Arizona over UNLV, 72-67. National Hockey League, Columbus beat St. Louis 5-4. Minnesota over Chicago, 3-1. New York Islanders over Dallas, 4-2. Edmonton beat New Jersey, 6-3. Vegas over L.A., 5-1. Pittsburgh over Arizona, 4-1. Montreal over Ottawa, 5-1. Nashville beat Toronto, 6-3. New York over Tampa Bay, 2-1. Calgary over Vancouver, 5-2. And Seattle top Detroit, 4-2. In the NBA, Minnesota over Milwaukee, 138-119. Charlotte over Dallas, 129-108. Cleveland over Detroit, 113-109. Washington over the Lakers, 127-119. Major League Baseball, spring training action Saturday. The Chicago Cubs over San Diego, 5-4. The Guardians beat the Chicago White Sox, 11-2. The St. Louis Cardinals play today in spring training action. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9. Coverage beginning at 12 noon. NASCAR racing yesterday, the Xfinity Series at Atlanta. Ty Gibbs, winner. Austin Hill, second. A.J. Allmendinger, third. Cup Series races today at 2 p.m. and can be seen on Fox. Chase Briscoe is on the pole for today's race. That's your sports update. Area weather, sunny today, a high near 68, mostly clear tonight, low around 44, mostly sunny Monday, a high of 72, showers likely Tuesday, possible thunderstorms, a high of 60, mostly cloudy Wednesday, 40% chance of showers, a high of 59, mostly cloudy Thursday, chance of afternoon showers, a high of 49, Friday partly sunny with a high of 54. Present Fairfield temperature is 35.